MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Thursday, September 19, 2024, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore. School administrators want to keep MCAS requirement. Beverly Housing Authority has a new director. And Newburyport City Council wants to know more about proposed security cameras. Cloudy, high near 70, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 1240 p.m. State House reporter Christian Wade is writing that school administrators are joining the ballot fight over a proposal to scrap the state's MCAS graduation mandate, arguing that the move would undermine the state's nation-leading educational standards. The Massachusetts Association of School Superintendents Executive Committee has voted to oppose Question 2, which will appear on the November 5 ballot. The referendum asks voters if they want to scrap a mandate requiring 10th graders to demonstrate proficiency in math, English, and science by passing tests known as the Massachusetts Comprehensive Assessment System. Paul Layton is writing in today's Salem News, Bruce McCarrier's first job in the public housing industry was as a maintenance man in Melrose. Nearly 30 years later, he has risen to the top position at the Beverly Housing Authority. The BHA's Board of Commissioners on September 10 selected McCarrier as its new executive director. He will lead an agency that provides 646 housing units for low-income residents at locations throughout the city. The 54-year-old McCarrier is a Saugus resident and had been the BHA's director of facilities for 5 years. He also served as interim executive director when Deborah Roy stepped down in July. More news in just a minute.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Hey everybody, Dominic Castro here from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk right here on msonewsports.com. What do we got cooking this week? Well, a couple of interviews for the North Shore Sports Desk. We got the coach of Triton football, big win over Amesbury in Amesbury on the road, gutsy effort. We also got the Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Week. It's going to be out of Manchester Essex boys soccer, a kid who's scoring goals all over the place. And then finally in the other show, Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, the coach of the highly successful Andover field hockey program, wanting desperately to get back into that state final this year and get the W after losing 1-0 to Walpole last year. Don't miss it.
Jim Sullivan reports in today's Newburyport Daily News, a Newburyport City Council subcommittee meeting looking into Mayor Sean Reardon's plan to add security cameras to city buildings didn't get very far Monday after what was called a miscommunication resulted in the mayor's office not sending a representative to the proceedings. That prompted Public Works and Safety Chair Jim McCauley and Ward 2 Councilor Jenny Donahue to express their disappointment before continuing the matter to next Monday. Both McCauley and Mayoral Chief of Staff Andrew Levine termed the no-show a miscommunication. Levine stressed that the administration wants to make sure camera policies and locations strike the right balance between providing safety and security as well as protecting civil liberties. The Gloucester Times reports that Manchester-by-the-Sea residents are invited to join this year's Zero Waste Challenge next week. The challenge, which runs September 21 to 27, includes prizes and programs with the bonus of learning more ways to cut household waste. The household with the lowest week-long trash accumulation will receive the honor of being Manchester-by-the-Sea's 2024 Zero Waste Champion. According to the town's Sustainability Committee, the average American throws away 5 pounds of trash per day. The committee would like to see Manchester-by-the-Sea residents beat that average on a regular basis and then some by reducing, reusing, repurposing, recycling, and composting items that may otherwise wind up in a landfill or worse. This Saturday, September 21, Manchester-by-the-Sea Public Library and the Sustainability Committee are hosting a kickoff event from 1 to 3 p.m. It'll feature activities and fresh apple cider, tips on living sustainably, and proper waste disposal will be offered. And Joey Barrett's writing on itemlive.com, the hockey program at Swampscott High School will enter a 2-year cooperative agreement with Peabody Saugus starting this winter. Jason Marshall will be the head coach after leading Peabody Saugus for the past 2 seasons. His team went 5-12-1 last winter. Red Sox 2, Rays 1 last night, Boston and Tampa again tonight, and the Patriots are at MetLife Stadium to take on the Jets. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.